Hour number two on the program here. Sportsline on a Tag Team Wednesday. Brett Hollander alongside Mr. Kadri Ismail, Jay Cottrell in the house. And a very special guest joins us right now, former first-round pick of the Baltimore Ravens, former teammate of Mr. Ismail's, someone who had two picks in the AFC title game and a pick six in Super Bowl 35. He is a Super Bowl champion with the Ravens. Dwayne Starks joins us. Dwayne, how are you?
Man, I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing great.
D. Starks in the house?
The missile in the house. You know what, Kadri? I want to ask you, what's faster, a missile or a rocket?
Well, here is the answer to that based upon my talks with a good friend of mine who was a captain in the Army and had to work with both projectiles. A missile is a more highly effective targeting system because you can guide it, you can maneuver it, and it is more dangerous and accurate. A rocket just kind of goes up and just has no real aim or anything. So, all right there, brother.
I like that. She must have been faced with that question before.
I would,
that was well thought out.
There it is. I would have a doggone bank full of money every time somebody asked me about who's faster, rocket or missile. Dude.
I heard that.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, there's been a lot of thought that has come about with the defense of football play, in particular the Seattle Seahawks, and the way they performed in the Super Bowl against the most prolific offense in Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Absolutely shut them down, absolutely made them look average and ordinary. At the same time, Twitterverse blew up, and you and I even had to defend the 2000 team because there was talks of this team being on that level. You know, we wanted to have you on to kind of just set the record straight, let them know what's what as far as how that 2000 team was and why it was the best of all time.
Well, I mean, the stats talk for itself. That's one of the things. I mean, they have a lot of great players, not taking anything away from Seattle. They came pretty close, but I tell you one thing, when it comes to the Super Bowl, as far as I know, we didn't give up a touchdown. You know, they gave up a touchdown, which definitely they can't say it was a shutout. You know, we gave up a touchdown on the kickoff return. And if I was in the game, you know, I was out because I had just ran it back 50 yards. Coach wanted to pull me out for a second because I had to go back out there.
Right.
But, you know, if I was in the game, I would have ran Dixon down. There would have been no points on the board the whole game. But, you know, to speak for Seattle, I mean, they have a great team. But, you know, no doubt that Baltimore did it the best. We won a few games, not one, not two. I think it was, maybe four or five games without scoring an offensive touchdown. You know, that speaks for itself. That speaks numbers and speaks value.
And don't forget, Dwayne, four postseason games, only one defensive score allowed, and that was the first drive in Nashville against the Titans in that divisional round. Five turnovers forced in the AFC title game, five turnovers forced in the Super Bowl. And all in all, when you add it all up, do you think this the 2000 Ravens defense could have adapted with the new rules of the game? Obviously, it's a much more friendly environment right now for offenses. I think so, based on having two good corners like you and McAllister and a pass rush that was able to get after the quarterback without sending extra bodies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think that you can compare what we were faced with. Some of the new rules were in effect at the time. You know, even, you know, the five-yard rule and bumping the receivers, that came in effect while we were playing. But it's still, what I see today, just touching the guy and a flag here and flag there, it's just so tough. And, you know, and that's to credit Seattle for doing a great job. And, you know, as well as what we've done in the past, it's just amazing how it's just amazing what we've done overall as a team. That's one of the things that no one can actually ever touch until they do. Then, therefore, you know, we're going to always have those bragging rights.
Talking to Dwayne Starks, my former teammate for the Baltimore Ravens. D. Starks, when you look at the way receiving play and obviously the rules that are slanted towards the offense today, but from a receiver aspect, and a cornerback play, what would you do now as far as helping yourself out and being more of a viable commodity for whatever team if you had to play now and with the way the rules are slanted?
I'll probably take HGH. Hey, man, I hear everyone's on the HGH right now.
Man, you can see the way their guns are on the side of their doggone jerseys, man, with them doggone biceps and triceps.
Exactly. I mean, for me, you know, my style of play has always been a finesse type of play. And I think, you know, bringing that to any team, especially with the rules now, would be very helpful for a lot of guys. You know, you can't touch them. You can't jam them. You know, they're running all these different routes, crossing the middle and picking guys. You know, it's just a matter of being smarter and outplaying your opponent, you know, when it comes down to it. You know, I've done it, and I know how it feels. But to go out there and get a penalty called on you where, it's, you know, it's not even deserved, and the offense is getting a first down now. So that really hurts, and it bothers a lot of people.
Dwayne, do you obviously the Ravens 2000 defense was talked about a lot over the last few weeks, just comparing it to Seattle. Are you happy in some ways that it's even being mentioned? I think we all think around here that Baltimore had a better defense, but just that people remember it all, does that make you feel good?
Yeah, I mean, because it's a part of history. I mean, you know, the thing is, I'm sorry, my kid. It's a part of history, and I'm quite sure that the Chicago Bears felt the same way when we were playing and we were being compared to them and, you know, breaking the records and those type of things. It makes them feel good, and it keeps them relevant, and I think I feel good about it because it kind of keeps us relevant as of, you know, for what we did and how we set our mark in history.
Who is your toughest guy to go up against? I said Jimmy Smith from Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. He's one of those guys that was pretty fast, somewhat like the missile, but a little slower than the missile, of course. And a big guy that had great speed, had ran every route at the same speed, so you couldn't really judge what he was doing unless you knew the formation and the tendencies they had. So he was a very, very tough guy to cover and also had a great great hands. He had very soft hands that he was able to catch the ball if he was in his area. He had leaping ability. He had it all. I mean, he could have been right up there with Jerry Rice if he played long enough and got the recognition that he deserved.
Now, when you look at your collegiate days, there was a 30 for 30 document on the U. What did you think of that? Give us your take on the U.
Oh, the U is one of those, the best documentaries out there.
You know? Spoken like a true hurricane.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to have that swagger, you know, and you saw that in the documentary itself. Guys, they set the trend. I mean, you know, me coming in after those guys playing a little, when Butch Davis got there, you know, that trend was there and everyone knew what ladder to climb, you know. It was all already written on the wall on what type of player you needed to be when you was coming to the University of Miami. Guys wouldn't let you be anything less. And I think that challenge, you know, I think we kind of lost that now, and it speaks for itself. You see what's going on out at the University of Miami, but at some point I hope we'll get it back.
And, Dwayne, final question. Tell us what you're doing now.
Right now I'm down in Miami. I have a limo company down here. I'm also doing several different things. I can go on and on about it, but if they basically want to reach out to me, they can hit me up on at DStarks22. And then, you know, a lot of my followers are Ravens fans, and, you know, I follow them back and get to know them just as much as they get to know me.
Well, don't be a stranger, Dwayne. I really enjoyed that. That was awesome stuff.
I appreciate it. I follow you too, Kadri. I've seen your tweets.
Yeah, man. We follow one another. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, man. So I got to get back up there, man. Hopefully I can get hired by the Ravens at some point and show my talents as a scout in the player personnel area. So,
well, hopefully Ozzie's
listening. For real.
We are the flagship of the team. We appreciate it, Dwayne. We really do.
Very cool.
All right. My pleasure, man. I enjoy talking to you guys.
Dwayne Starks, former Ravens Super Bowl cornerback, will come back with more next here on Sportsline.